The winds of change that had howled through America in the years following the Civil War did not quiet after Appomattox. If anything, they grew fiercer. The struggle to define victory, to determine the true meaning of Union restored, became the new battleground, and standing squarely in the tempest was Andrew Johnson, a man both shaped and shattered by the forces around him. His impeachment in 1868 would become not only the first such trial of an American president, but, in its own way, a landslide of political consequence. The echoes of that political earthquake still rumble in the nation's foundations. 1968 was a landslide. Johnson, a Southern Democrat from Tennessee who had remained loyal to the Union, seemed an unlikely occupant of Abraham Lincoln's shadow. Elevated to the presidency by the assassin's bullet, Johnson was handed the unenviable task of binding up the nation's wounds. Yet he saw the task through a narrow lens, one that prioritized a swift reconciliation with the Southern states over the far thornier question of justice and equality for the millions of newly freed Black Americans. In this, he found himself almost immediately at odds with a Congress increasingly dominated by the radical Republicans, men who believed that the Union could not be genuinely restored without a revolution in Southern society. The political climate of the time teetered on the brink of a cultural landslide. The radical Republicans sought to upend the old order, not merely mend it. They envisioned a South rebuilt on the ashes of slavery, with full citizenship and suffrage for Black men. But Johnson, stubborn and prideful, clung to his vision of lenient Reconstruction, vetoing key legislation and standing as a bulwark against the tide of radical change. His resistance was not just political. It became deeply personal, a feud that transformed Washington into a bitter battlefield. Congress, fed up with Johnson's vetoes and his open defiance, overrode him repeatedly. The Civil Rights Act of 1866, which granted citizenship to all persons born in the United States regardless of race, became law over Johnson's objections. The 14th Amendment, guaranteeing equal protection under the law, passed despite his fierce opposition. Yet even as the legislative landslide gained momentum, Johnson dug in his heels, his actions increasingly isolated and desperate. The flashpoint came with the Tenure of Office Act, a controversial law designed largely to protect Edwin Stanton, the radical Republican Secretary of War, from Johnson's attempts to remove him. When Johnson fired Stanton in open defiance of the law, the dam burst. The House of Representatives, sensing their moment, moved swiftly. On February 24, 1868, they voted to impeach Andrew Johnson, charging him with high crimes and misdemeanors, primarily for violating the Tenure of Office Act, but also for undermining the authority of Congress. What followed was less a trial and more a national spectacle, the first of its kind. In the Senate chamber, the nation held its breath as arguments unfolded. Johnson did not appear in person, but his fate, and in many ways the fate of the post-war republic, hung in the balance. Outside the Capitol, the public watched with a mix of fascination and dread. Would the president be removed from office? Would this be the final act of the war, a political landslide to bury the Old South once and for all? The answer came by the narrowest of margins. On May 16, 1868, the Senate voted 35-19 in favor of conviction, just one vote short of the two-thirds majority required to remove Johnson from office. The result was stunning. The political landslide had slowed just before the precipice. Johnson remained in office, but his power was broken. He limped through the final months of his term, a president in name only, overshadowed by a triumphant Congress. Though Johnson survived the vote, the impeachment trial marked a watershed moment in American political history. It established the precedent that the president could not act with impunity against the will of Congress, especially in matters as momentous as Reconstruction. It also underscored the growing importance of public opinion and media influence. As newspapers across the country chronicled every twist and turn of the proceedings, shaping the narrative for generations to come. The cultural undercurrents were no less profound. The impeachment reflected a deeper struggle over the soul of the nation. Whether the United States would embrace a future of expanded rights and participation or retreat into the shadows of its divided past. While the trial did not bring about the immediate, sweeping change that radical Republicans had hoped for, it galvanized their resolve. The momentum for Reconstruction, though bruised, continued forward. Southern resistance stiffened, but the landscape had shifted. The old order could no longer count on a sympathetic executive shield. Johnson himself faded into obscurity, a cautionary figure whose name would be forever linked to defiance and downfall. Yet the impeachment left behind an enduring legacy, the realization that even in the highest office, no one is above the law. It also revealed the fragile fault lines in America's democracy, lines that, when pressure mounts, can trigger political landslides of historic proportion. As the 1868 election loomed, the nation prepared for yet another pivotal decision. Ulysses S. Grant, the hero of the Union Army, emerged as the Republican candidate, poised to inherit the fractured nation. His campaign carried the weight of unfinished promises and unfulfilled dreams, offering a chance to cement the gains of Reconstruction and push further toward equality. The impeachment trial had been a thunderclap, but the storm was not yet over. And so, with Johnson's battered presidency drawing to a close, the next chapter beckoned. A new leader would soon take the helm, one whose military victories had already reshaped the nation and whose presidency promised to steer it through the turbulent aftermath of war. In our next episode, we march forward into the age of Grant, a time of hope, struggle, and the relentless pursuit of unity in a nation still finding its way.